found him. Well, I hope we brought a late note too. One of our NRL Nation commentators, Mark Spud Carroll. Is he there? You there?
I'm here, mate. I had my phone on silent because I did radio last night. Turn my song off, Richard. Anyway, I usually have, I've got two of my favourite clients here at Spud's gym, and they usually let me know, Spud, you know you've got to do it. And they're in conversation and sort of bewizzled me. So I thought, no, okay, I missed the call, but I'm here now.
Hang on. There you go. That's it. Now, what did you think of the game last night?
Well, if anyone hears my prediction, I said 13+. I just felt that the changes need to be changed. We needed them there. You know, we needed Jake Trbojevic to do the Ruben Cotter and just go all day. Cody Walker, I've been doing his praise for many weeks. He had a difference. He's like the old Cliff Lyons. He makes mistakes here and there, but when he makes a mistake, he makes up for it.
Yeah, I thought it was a good game. I thought it was the pick of the three, not just because New South Wales won, but it was a good game to watch. Brad Fittler, you reckon he'll stay there as coach of New South Wales?
Well, they were saying he's going to be gone, but it's up to him if he wants to do it again, to go through all the rigmarole of media and bagging here and there. So it was just great. The players finally stood up for their coach, Richard. And the one of the guys, and I was rapt to see him play, and that being Braden Best. The background is I actually know his father, Roger Best. We played together in 1998 over in London Broncos, and I remember having a few beers. He goes, "When I had my first kid, I'm going to call him Bradman Best." And remember watching him coming through grades, and I think, geez, this kid looks like bloody Roger Best. I didn't put two and two together until when he got a bit later. So he had a fantastic game.
Didn't he?
Everyone reads the papers, right? And he was copping it. Why are they picking this Bradman Best? But the best thing I like about him, Richard, was he got interviewed and he goes, "I've dreamt about doing this since I was a kid, and I hate Queenslanders." And I know it's a horrible word, but to hear it from someone, it meant a lot to him, and I think that was the best thing for him.
Yeah, yeah. What about the suggestion from Wayne Bennett that we take State of Origin to New Zealand? What do you think about that?
Yeah, bloody F. I think we should do. Like, they're the ones that kept us in the game. I think we owe it to them, especially in COVID. You know, the Warriors could have gone home, and competition sort of goes into a different way of playing. And, I think it'd be a great place to play them. The crowd be absolutely magnificent. Sure, we get people to fly over there from Australia, but they got a stadium big enough, because I'll tell you what, they'd pack it.
Yeah. All right. Now, look, before we get stuck into round 20, which kicks off tomorrow night here in Newcastle, your thoughts on this Rugby League Players Association spat, you know, over the collective bargaining agreement? I mean, they're even talking about a players' strike.
Yeah, well, no. Well, even last night, I feel sorry for the fans. Like, you want to hear, you know, what it felt like for Tedesco to play, you know, he's the highest number player there now. Yeah, I feel sorry for the fans, because the fans, without the fans, we've got no game, right? Sure, without the players, we've got no game, but do we know the top three things they're whinging about or fighting over? I have no idea, man. It confuses me.
Yeah.
And the way they just keep going on and on and on, they can't see head-to-head. It sounds like Newton and the Abdo just keep butting heads or like two balls. We'll get people in there and know what they're doing.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's hope they sort that one out. Okay, round 20 kicks off tomorrow night here in Newcastle. The Knights, fresh from a bit of a break. Gagai will be back. I think Best and Safidi have both been named to back up after last night's game. And Kalyn Ponga playing his 100th game for the Newcastle Knights. And Apisai Korosau is back from his broken jaw for the Tigers. Hopefully the Knights can make it two in a row for the first time this season.
Yeah, they should do. At home, crowds, it's one of the best in the game. They'll be there, full support. And I think also the experience of being in Origin and also the excitement of winning a game will bring back positive energy for you guys. So we'll go to the Knights.
Okay. Tomorrow, Saturday, three games, kicking it off with the Bulldogs and the Broncos. Boy, what a bounce back for the Bulldogs last weekend. Addo Carr had a great game last night. Blake Wilson, he's retained his spot in the side. He scored a hat-trick against Souths last week. Brisbane, they've named their Origin stars. A milestone match for Corey Oates. He'll be notching up his 200th game as a one-club player. I wonder if the Dogs can make it two in a row.
Well, it's unusual. We're going back to the historic Belmore. So I'm hoping a few trains go past. Remember the old trains used to go past and pop the horn and everything. So I'd say it's going to have a good sized crowd. Josh Reynolds is again said he's retiring.
Yep.
So it should be a good crowd there, mate. And can they get up? Well, we'll go to the Bulldogs.
Oh, he's going to the Bulldogs, right. Okay. Josh Reynolds will be playing in the New South Wales Cup, the reserve grade game, and they've got the double header there at Belmore on Saturday. Okay, the second game this Saturday, Manly take on the Cowboys. Both sides are fresh from a bye. I think all the Origin stars are back. Should be a good game, this one, Manly and the Cowboys.
Yeah, it should be. It's at Brookvale Oval. Well, now they call Four Pines. They change it every week. The Manly side of last week, I did a bit of work with Schuster and Sean Kepi. The thing about Josh Schuster is he's got to play for 20 years, like the Corey Horsburgh. He's been going great because you've got to know your game, right? It's an easy thing to do, but it's easy enough to also worry about what Joe and Bill's doing on the right hand side. Don't worry about them, worry about your own game. I think Josh, he needs to stand up. But looking at the size of this guy, Rich, you don't realise how big this Josh Schuster is. He's got me for height. He's got to be nearly 6'5", otherwise I'm shrinking. But he's a big human. I think next year is going to be amazing, what they call the edge. But as a 5'8", he's got things to do here for Manly. Get him into the semis.
All right, you're going for Manly, your old club?
A dribble, yes.
Okay. The late game Saturday, the Roosters take on Melbourne. Both teams, they had a bye last week as well. The tri-colours, Brandon Smith returning from injury, and both, I think, Billy Smith and Joseph Suaalii are back after suffering head knocks. And I think Teddy and Collins are backing up from Origin last night. Melbourne, they've named all their Origin stars. This should be a cracker, Roosters and Melbourne.
Yeah, it should be, mate. I think it's crazy how Brandon Smith's just the timing of it, the broken hand comes back to play in the Melbourne Storm. So he'll have something in the back pocket for them, I'm sure. But Melbourne Storm, this time of year, mate, they got through unscathed regards Origin. And now it's time to turn the screws and head to grand final time. So we'll go to Melbourne Storm.
He's going the Melbourne Storm. Three games on Sunday. The early game, the Warriors take on the Sharks. This one should be a ripper. Sean Johnson celebrating a milestone, 200 games. If he plays, his wife's expecting their second child. And Cronulla have named the same 17 that got the job done against the Tigers last week. Warriors or Sharks, which way are you going?
Well, we heard the same thing last week, didn't we? So his wife's going to have a baby, and I don't know if the other side that they play against, they get a little bit complacent going, he's not going to play, he's not going to play. So he actually, if he plays, they win. Over there, as we said, we speak about home ground advantage, but the Warriors, geez, they're playing some great footy.
Yeah.
Under Webster, the Australian coach, he's just got great ways. The main thing is you get your defence right, your attack comes, and they've got some of the most amazing attack on their day.
They have indeed. All right, you're going Warriors at home, if Johnson plays.
No, I'll just go to Warriors anyway.
Okay, you're going the Warriors. Okay, the second game on Sunday, the Dolphins take on Penrith. Kaufusi back from concussion, the Hammer, also been named with Nikarima to play at fullback, and Penrith's Origin stars, they've all been named. And I think Cleary's back too for Penrith on Sunday.
Yeah, I heard that. If he comes back, he's silly. You know, when your body's ready, you've got to wait another week. And they're on top of the competition. The players that have come up have done their job. I'll go Penrith. I think, it's time for them, as I said, like Melbourne to now focus, and Dolphins are in their way.
Okay, the late game, we'll be covering that game from 6 o'clock right here. Warren Smith, Justin Horrow, Brett Camorley calling the game. Parramatta take on the Titans. Should be evenly matched. Parramatta welcoming back Origin players as well as the Gold Coast, and Parra coming off a heavy loss to New Zealand. The Titans also lost a nail biter last weekend.
Yep.
Which way are you going, Parramatta or...
I'll go Parramatta. He's Parramatta, going. Richard, yeah, just with... the players in question who play for New South Wales, that being Gillard and Moses, positive energy brings better play, so we'll go to Parramatta.
Okay, no NRL game tonight, but Channel 9 will be broadcasting both the under 19 State of Origin games. I think the women's game getting underway first around about 6 o'clock. And then the under-19 men's game, both games being played up at Redcliffe at KO Stadium. So a lot of people reckon the best football's that junior football, Spud.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of young kids who've had the dream of what I've done and the Chiefs done. You, as a kid, you dream about doing what they got the opportunity of doing. So what a stepping stone. I didn't make any of these sides. When I was young, like, I couldn't make any of these new old sides. But I came through and, it turned out being a first grade footballer, so I was wrapped. But, good luck to the men and women in this game.
Yeah, it should be good. Both will be televised tonight. I think the women's is on Gem and the other one will be on the main nine affiliates tonight, which would be good. All right, mate.
Yeah.
That's again for being late.
Yeah, I know. Thanks, mate.
Thanks. Well, have a good day. Good
to your listeners and yourself over the weekend.
Good on you. You too. Good calling. And go the Knights tomorrow night.